Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer. Yeah, we better explain... this feller couldn't see for 2 weeks.
That's right. That. We got to explain this. Yeah,
yeah. Go ahead.
He couldn't see for 2 weeks until the swelling went down.
Yeah, until both black eyes, the swelling went
down. He could
down.
See a little bit out of one
out
eye.
Out of one eye for a little bit. Right. Let's have some poetry.
Oh, let's, yes.
Man, oh, man. Buck Ramsey is riding along with us. This is the quintessential cowboy poem. It is the opening poem of his epic poem.
Okay.
Yeah, the epic poem is entitled Grass.
Uh-huh.
This is the opening poem. It's called Anthem.
And in the morning, I was riding out through the breaks of that long plain, and leather creaking in the quieting would sound with trot and trot again. I lived in time with horse hoof falling. I listened well and heard the calling the earth my mother bade to me, though I would still ride wild and free. And as I flew out on the morning before the bird, before the dawn, I was the poem. I was the song my heart would beat, the world a warning. Those horsemen now rode all with me, and we were good, and we were free. We were not told, but ours the knowing, we were the native strangers there among the things of prairie growing. This knowing gave us more the care to let the grass keep at its growing and let the streams keep at their flowing. We knew the land would not be ours, that no one has the awful powers to claim the vast and common nesting, to own the life that gave him birth, much less to rape his mother earth and ask her for a mother's blessing, and ever live in peace with her, and dying come to rest with her. Oh, we would ride, and we would listen, and hear the message on the wind. The grass and morning dew would glisten, until the sun would dry and blend the grass to ground and air to sky. We'd know by bird or insect flying, or by their mood or by their song, if time and moon were right or wrong for fitting works and rounds to weather. The critter coats and leaves of trees might flash some signal with a breeze or wind and sun on flower or feather. We knew our way from dawn to dawn and far beyond and far beyond. It was the old ones with me riding out through the fog fall of the dawn, and they would press me to deciding if we were right or we were wrong. For time came we were punching cattle for men who knew not spur nor saddle, who came with locusts in their purse to scatter loose upon the earth. The savage had not found this prairie till some who hired us came this way to make the grasses pay and pay for some raw greed no wise or wary regard for grass could satisfy. The old ones wept, and so did I. Do you remember? We'd come jogging to town with Jingle in our jeans, and in the wild night we'd be bogging up to our hats in last month's dreams. It seemed the night could barely hold us with all those spirits to embolden us, while horses waiting on three legs, we'd drain the night down to the dregs. And just before beyond redemption, we'd gather back to what we were. We'd leave the money left us there and head our horses for the wagon. But in the ruckus, in the whirl, we were the wolves of all the world. The grass was growing scarce for grazing, would soon turn sod or soon turn bare. The money men set to replacing the good and true in spirit there. We could not say there was no knowing how ill the future winds were blowing. Some cowboys even shunned the ways of cowboys in the trail herd days. But where's the gift not turned for plunder? Forgot that we are what we do and not the stuff we lay claim to. I dream the spell that we were under. I throw in with a cowboy band and go out horseback through the land. So mornings now I'll go out riding through pastures of my solemn plain, and leather creaking in the quieting will sound with trot and trot again. I'll live in time with horse hoof falling. I listen well and hear the calling the earth my mother bids to me, though I will still ride wild and free. And as I fly out on the morning before the bird, before the dawn, I'll be this poem, I'll be this song. My heart will beat the world a warning. Those horsemen will ride all with me, and we'll be good, and we'll be free.
Boy, that is just classic. Yes. If you're not familiar with it, look it up on the internet. Buck Ramsey, this whole book is an epic poem.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is the first offering. Get a copy of that. Every cowboy needs
you
that.
You need this. Yeah, absolutely.
In their library. And I think it's also on audio as well.
Oh,
I don't,
really?
Yeah, yeah.
For us that are...
illiterate. Yeah. Well, you know, say it how it is, all right?
Call it what it is.
Call it what it is.
Whoa.
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 Well, don't holler whoa in a tight spot.
Not
right?
in a tight spot.
Right,
yes.
Yeah. So you were talking earlier about mechanized equipment, pouring the onion to it and seeing mm-hmm. things like that. Well, there's double-edged swords there.
Absolutely.
All right. You've got a snowbank that you need to get to the other side. You know where I'm going.
I know.
Right?
I know.
Yeah.
I know this story.
You can ease through it or you can give her the onion. Right?
That's right.
Nine times out of ten, giving it the onion is the right thing to do.
Nine times.
But that tenth time,
oh,
when the drift is hard
and very long,
and you drive up on top of it and break through it,
crush.
Yep. Yeah.
And now what?
You should have hollered whoa.
Oh, whoa.
Should have hollered whoa before it and just gone and got the plow
and
knocked her out. But now you're sunk on top of your axles, on top of a hard snowbank that has powder sugar underneath it.
Yeah, absolutely. And
right.
And if you're lucky enough
yeah.
to wiggle your way back out of that drift.
Uh-huh.
Go turn around, go another
go,
direction.
Go get
Do
the plow.
Not try,
try it again. You know, we know whereof we speak.
Yes.
Right?
Been there.
Because this is us.
Mm-hmm.
All right? This
mm-hmm.
is what we do.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
I do recall when I was 20 years old.
Yep.
I was working for a rancher over there in the Rexburg area.
Yeah.
And he had a deuce and half.
Oh,
I love that truck.
Yeah, yeah.
You load that thing with hay, you could go anywhere.
Right.
Almost anywhere.
Almost anywhere. You stuck her, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, we need to end the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Chuck Pyle is riding along with us, the late Chuck Pyle. This is a great song. I love this. This is called Now Everything Does.
There's no point in living in the past, they say. Even though there is more of it every day. Don't talk too much about what I've been through. Then again, on second thought, I probably do. Love confused me way back when, now everything does. Swimming made me hungry then, now everything does. I remember Moonlight Bay the way it was. Take my breath away, now everything does. I'm not saying I'm overwhelmed with future shock. I'm not saying I wish I could reset the clock. I doubt if I'd go back 1 year, even if I could. Then again, on second thought, I probably would. Summer used to go too fast, now everything does. Cowboys rode out of the past, now everything does. I recall my first TV the way it was. It used to look all blurry to me, now everything does. Saying that anything has changed, you know. It's the same old, only more so. I'm not saying that I'm too old to give a damn. Then again, second thought, I probably am. Flashlights needed batteries, now everything does. Chow mein came from overseas, now everything does. Bowling had a special shoe, now everything does. Most things made me think of you, now everything does. Most things made me think of you.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Whoa.
Whoa. We're still getting the deuce and a half unstuck.
Now, folks, when you get a deuce and a half stuck.
Wow.
You're stuck.
It's stuck. Yes. Oh, mamacita. Yeah, yeah, true story.
And this
story.
Old boy that owned this ranch, he was kind of a curmudgeon.
Was he?
Yeah. Yeah.
He get a little ticked?
Well, he ranted.
Yeah.
And he raved.
Uh-huh.
And, and I dug and, then, and dug.
And then you went and got the douche and a half unstuck.
And then I went and dug some more.
Yeah.
He right. would not come and pull me out.
Oh, really?
Lesson learned.
Okay.
Lesson
learned. All right.
He was dead set against it. He was bent that I was going to learn this lesson.
You're going to get this out and you're going to get it out by yourself. Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. All right.
What a turkey.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, work teams, when you're getting a tight spot, they just drop their butt, they pull, and they just do so dang good.
You know, talk about horsepower.
Man, the feel of that is just outstanding. It makes you go,
more power.
Yeah, more power. Good stuff there.
And the exhaust is a lot better than that, what comes out of a tractor.
Well, I think so.
I'll take that exhaust any day.
I took a bunch of neighbors' Christmas caroling in in the wagon one year, and we had a wagon full of them, and then we were going up to our place for hot chocolate.
Pulling the hill. Yeah.
Well, we had to give her the onion going up the hill, too. Boy, we started out. Boy, everybody was just holding on for dear life. Made her to the top.
Nice.
But we gave her the onion.
That's right.
We had to. Hey, just want to remind everybody, Bryn Hill and I are going to be in Richfield, Utah this weekend. Yeah, August 3rd at the Sevier Valley Center.
Awesome.
Yeah, that is Saturday. Saturday.
Good time.
Yeah, August 3rd. You still got time. You can get tickets at the door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, Brent and I, Richfield, Utah, Sevier Valley Center.
Pray for rain so you can get out of the hayfield.
Get out of the hayfield and come get some good entertainment. Hey, and folks will want to stay tuned for next week, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Why?
Yeah. Yeah, today's the day.
That's right. So, stay tuned.
I will.
And folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
Ooh, don't holler whoa in the middle of that either.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.